Or the piece of cloth that you
Well, drop pillow slip, pillowcase. But we always had feathers because my dad hunted geese. There's lots of geese here. And we'd save those feathers, and my mother'd make pillows out of those feathers. And there's a ticking that you get that you put those feathers in, and they won't work out like they will just plain cloth, you know.
Now, this right here that you screw in, call those?
Bulbs, light bulbs.
Okay. And you mentioned the TV before. What's a longer word for TV?
TV is all I ever went by.
Or that's an abbreviation for television?
Television. Yeah.
Okay. And what would you wear around the kitchen so as not to get your clothes dirty?
Apron.
Okay, are there different kinds of those?
Oh, yes, all kinds. I used to wear them all the time. I used to wouldn't even start a meal without apron on. I've cooked for 20 men lots and lots of times. See, we had a lot of men when we were farming real big, and I've cooked for 20 men and raised my kids and raised 400 chickens and
wow.
A garden.
That's a Herculean task. Now, were there different names for the aprons that would come up high rather than those that were just
I just wore them, just one that I could slip my arms in and tie in the back.
Okay.
I didn't like.
You just called that an apron?
Just an apron. I didn't want no fancy stuff, just an apron.
How did what kind of clothing did people used to wear, men and women, in the summer and the winter?
Well, in the wintertime, they wore long underwear, long legs, long sleeves, and I hated them so bad that my mother would make me wear them to school, and we'd have over shoes. Of course, it was cold.
Now, were those red?
No, they were white, green color, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we don't wear them, they don't wear them anymore. The men do. If they're out in the weather, they wear them, but the women don't wear them anymore. I used to have to wear overshoes, and I hated them so bad, and I'd get down the road a little ways, I'd take them off and park them by the road and walk in like shoes and get wet.
Did you ever get caught?
Yes, I'd go home with my feet wet, and my mother'd wonder why they were wet.
Now, did you ever wear any heavy overwear?
Coats, boy, you really want good coats. We didn't have too fancy coats in those days. Now they have these down coats and all these fancy things that, you know, you really keep warm in.
Did you ever have a coat with a hood on it?
No, my mother always made our hoods she crocheted and knit, you know, and she'd make them out of that. We never had coats with it. Now my dad did. My dad used to have coats that come up over his head, you know.
Did they have any special name for that type of coat?
Parka, that's what they call them.
I see. And those were wool?
Well, part of the time they weren't, part of the time they were just cotton. They used to have an awful lot of wool, but now anymore you can't hardly buy wool.
And what about, what would men and women wear in the summertime?
Well, just gingham, that's both by all, everybody. Nobody ever wore pants, you know, like the women all do today. We never even saw anything like that. I wore dresses,
mm-hmm.
And the whole family wore dresses. And I still can't see that pant business. I like dresses, so I just let them wear pants and I wear dresses.
Did they ever use the word trousers, or
yeah.
Is that something else?
Yeah. What is it that women call them? Slacks.
I see. But for men's pants, would they?
Overalls. That most of them wore Levi's, and my dad always wore spenders, you know, bib overhauls, what they call bib overhauls.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Now, and what kind of shirts would they wear, the men?
Well, if they could get wool, they'd wear the wool. They were
winter and summer?
No, just in the winter.
Oh, I see.
Just the cotton in the summertime. Just, and my dad and my husband all wore these blue denim, I guess they call it.
Denim or chambray?
They were chambray, that's what they were, chambray, huh? And because wool would be too warm,
Oh, yeah. I see. And now you mentioned you could wear a hood.